Angry protests in the United States over the death of George Floyd are continuing as crowds assemble for an eighth day. A cleanup is underway after clashes erupted in a number of cities, including New York. President Donald Trump wants New York to call up the National Guard, tweeting overnight that lowlives and losers are ripping the city apart. And still in the US, presidential contender Joe Biden has hit out at the president's handling of the civil unrest. Mr. Biden says America is crying out for leadership to unite the country, which is currently split by racial tensions. Speaking at an event in Philadelphia, he vowed to help heal the country. Hundreds of people have marched through central Sydney to protest against black deaths in custody here and in the US. There was a similar demonstration in Perth earlier this week, and more are planned in other states. And thousands of protesters have marched through the streets of Paris this morning. Some lit flares and jumped onto cars as fire crews fought to extinguish blazes. People are marching in solidarity with American demonstrators and also in honour of a 24-year-old French man who died in police custody 4 years ago.